least part of the U.S. Capitol complex will shut down later today so that the buildings can be checked for anthrax. The House and nearby office buildings will remain closed until Tuesday. No announcement yet on Senate plans. More than two dozen people in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office and two Capitol Hill police officers have tested positive for exposure to the anthrax bacteria. Michelle Flournoy, a terrorism expert and senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, spoke to NPR's Renee Montaigne.
Let us start quickly with the precise threat. Can you give us a sense of what the threat is on Capitol Hill from the information as we now understand it?
Well, what they believe has happened is that some anthrax spores have been introduced at the Hart Senate office building, and that some of them have actually gotten into the ventilation system. And so it's been confirmed that at least 29 people are now infected, or at least have been exposed to the anthrax.
And what does that mean for those who work in those offices?
Well, it means that I think at first anyone who has any question should get tested. It means that they will immediately be put on antibiotics and monitored very closely. One of the things that is worrisome is that the anthrax was finely processed enough to be put into the ventilation system, and in that case it may be something that people can inhale as opposed to being infected through the skin, and that makes it a much more dangerous threat.
And, of course, what people would be wondering is, does that, in fact, or not, have implications generally for the rest of us?
I think the attacks we've seen on Capitol Hill suggest a level of sophistication that is consistent with the kind of sophistication we saw on September 11th. The evidence is still circumstantial, but much of it points to the fact that this may be coming from Al-Qaeda operatives. And I just mentioned several things. One is multiple simultaneous attacks. That's one of their hallmarks. We've seen anthrax now in several states. Targeting national symbols, Congress, the media, and so forth. High media impact as one of the main objectives. The fact that we are seeing anthrax that's been processed to this fine degree so it can be inhaled, that requires a lot of sophistication and a lot of resources to get. This is not something one does in your back, you know, your garage at home. And then finally, the fact that we're seeing the envelopes originating from locations where we know Al-Qaeda cells were operating prior to September 11th. I think it's still circumstantial, but a lot of the evidence points in their direction.
Well, I think what people might be thinking of now is how frightened should we be?
I think we need to be very, very careful. I am not convinced that it's over yet. I do think they tend to focus on national symbols. They do tend to focus on things that will create high media impact. And so most average Americans may not be affected by this unless they happen to be working at a location that is deemed a national symbol and a target for attack.
Thanks very much. Michelle Flournoy is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.